The hero of Caleb Carr's new suspense novel, The Alienist, is an alienist. That's what psychiatrists were called in the 19th century because they studied mentally ill people who were thought to be alienated from the rest of society. Critic Maureen Corrigan has this review.
Think of The Alienist as a macabre companion piece to Martin Scorsese's recent film of The Age of Innocence. Like that movie, The Alienist also ushers us into the glittering, cinematic world of late 19th century New York society. But if The Age of Innocence focuses on one man's heroic struggle to repress his libido, The Alienist explores the consequences of another man's failure to repress a more diabolical urge. In The Alienist, Edith Wharton meets Hannibal the Cannibal, and The Age of Innocence is transformed into the age of horrific experience. The novel opens on a quintessential dark and stormy night in the late winter of 1896. A New York Times crime reporter named John Schuyler Moore is rousted out of bed by his friend, the renowned alienist Dr. Laszlo Kriesler. It seems the mutilated body of a young boy has just been discovered on a catwalk of the Williamsburg Bridge, which was then under construction. Moore and Dr. Kriesler have been called in to solve the murder, which isn't the first of its kind, by the newly appointed police commissioner of New York, Teddy Roosevelt. Rounding out this odd investigative team are a policewoman wannabe and a pair of Jewish police detectives who dabble in the new technique of dactyloscopy, or fingerprinting. Besides Teddy Roosevelt, the investigators also rub shoulders with other real-life Gothamites like Jacob Riis, J. Pierpont Morgan, and the notorious birth control banning censor of the U.S. Post Office, Anthony Comstock. I'm usually wary of plots that take liberties with historical characters, but as surreal as events sometimes get in The Alienist, Carr always convinces you to willingly suspend your disbelief. Part of his power as a storyteller arises from his eerie visions of old New York. Here's a snippet from the opening chapter where our narrator, Moore, describes racing in a carriage to the scene of the crime, the unfinished Williamsburg Bridge. An elaborate maze of steel supports below the roadway bore us dozens of feet up into the night air. I began to make out what looked like the walls of a large Chinese temple suddenly looming ahead. This peculiar edifice was the Manhattan side anchor of the bridge. In a way, though, my impression of it as a temple was not far off the mark. This new roadway was a place where many workers' lives had been sacrificed. What I did not know was that the blood sacrifice that had been made on that particular night was of a very different nature. Carr describes turn-of-the-century politics, dinner menus, and tenement life with equal authority. But apart from its educational value, The Alienist also offers up an old-fashioned, cliff-hanging, page-turning plot. As our detectives frantically use their primitive knowledge of forensic science and psychiatry to try to trap the killer, bodies pile up all over Manhattan. But even though the murders here are grisly, the fact they take place during the Gilded Age means squeamish readers like me can rest easier at night, comforting ourselves with a late 20th century lullaby litany of anti-serial killer forces, the FBI, the CIA, and America's Most Wanted.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Alienist by Caleb Carr.